All right, welcome back. I'm your host, Dave Bowling, here with Tori Melke. We are talking all about endorsements today. This will be a quick episode because we don't want anybody sleeping by the end of it. But we're here to talk about endorsements because, you know, we get that call a lot here at our agency about what are these endorsements? What are they saying I need? These enhancements to my policy, my general liability policy. And so today we're just going to run through real quick and go through some of the more common ones that you're going to see, you know, when you go to get compliance with your certificate of insurance. So this right here is the quote takedown information form that we use within our agency, and these are all of the most common. You know, endorsements. So you got your blanket additional insured. What that says, obviously, well, I guess not so obviously, that's why you're listening to this maybe, you know, blanket additional insured is exactly what it says it is that's where you are naming someone else as additional insured on your policy. There's a lot of confusion when that comes into play because they say, well, I don't want somebody else to be able to file a claim on my policy. And that's true, you don't. And that's not the intent behind this endorsement. The intent behind this endorsement is, Tori, let's say that I go to work on your job site and I do something that causes you, my general contractor, that you're on the job site, this is your project, you've hired me to come in and perform a specific task. So you get sued because of something that I did on your job site, because ultimately the master contract is in you or your company's name, probably your company. So one of my actions gets you in a lawsuit. Obviously, that's not your fault. That's my fault. So you need to have coverage under my policy for my actions. And that's what the blanket additional insured endorsement does. There's a specified additional insured where, you know, Tori says, hey, I don't want a blanket. I want to be named specifically me on your policy. We can do that. We can get that from the company. Sometimes there's an extra charge. A lot of times if you have the blanket additional insured, they'll give you a specified at no additional cost. So that's something that can be done. Next down, the waiver of subrogation. What that means is, let's go back to that example. I go to work on Tori's job site. Tori gets sued because of something that I did. So a waiver of subrogation says that even if my insurance company has the right or the ability to go after Tori's company, the company that is the you know, the general yeah, on the project, that they won't. They're going to waive the right to subrogate. That's a waiver of subrogation. There's the primary non-contributory. What that means is that my insurance is going to pay first, and my insurance is going to pay only. So you can see, if you're a general contractor on a project, how important these things could be to you to avoid having, you know, either liability yourself for the actions of a subcontractor. If there's some legal way that maybe you contributed to the claim, that, you know, that's avoided, and the subcontractor, if they cause an issue on your job site, is going to be the one that takes the brunt of everything. We've got a per project aggregate. So insurance policies are, there's each occurrence limit, and then there's a general aggregate limit. So a lot of times the policy is set up for $1 million each occurrence and $2 million general aggregate. So the per project aggregate says every project you do, you're going to have that $2 million start over. So you're going to have $2 million total, drawn out per occurrence or per claim of $1 million per, you know, per project that you do. So you can screw up $1 million bad two times on every project that you do if you have that endorsement. So that does a lot of protecting for the general as well. We've got residential completed operations and commercial completed operations. And the long and short of what these endorsements do is they extend the tail. So there's a claim closure date where you can file a claim in this amount of time under a lot of policies, and that extends that. So it extends the coverage till after the project has been completed. And then residential and commercial, it depends on obviously the project type. Some companies do both. Some companies just do one or the other. Generally speaking, commercial completed operations is a lot easier, a lot cheaper to get. But residential, they have whole policies based around this stuff, so you can certainly still get it. So stopgap for if you are in a monopolistic state, which monopolistic states are North Dakota, Ohio, Washington, and Wyoming. If you are in a monopolistic state, stopgap coverage provides an essential coverage, and it's not very expensive to add on to your general liability policy if you're in one of those states. What it is it helps protect you from lawsuits that your employee or their family may file because of a work-related illness or injury. Without stopgap coverage, you have to pay those legal fees out of pocket. And, you know, there's other things that, you know, you can be sued for, like, you know, the difference in wages between what they're going to get through the workers' compensation and what they would have gotten on the job site, or if they're knocked out of the workforce forever, a family member, a dependent can come back and sue your company. So those are super important things to have on your policy, even if the contract that you're doing is not requiring it. You should definitely have it. Then you got your other commercial auto additional insured, commercial auto waiver of subrogation. Those are the same principles applied to your vehicles that are on the job site. So those are pretty pretty important. New residential completed operations endorsement is probably one of the most expensive endorsements that you can put on a policy. These are really common when you're doing projects for like tract housing. So any of the cookie cutter homes or the big tract home developments, those are going to be the ones that that you need those endorsements for. Yeah. So that is the summary of most of the endorsements that you could need for your construction company.
Yeah. And that completed operations endorsement specifically, just think of how many times someone put a screw through a wall and it went into a wire or a water line and you either started a fire later or there's a bunch of water damage like that. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff that just kind of happens, you know, and you need that coverage if you don't want to have to deal with that.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and going off of that, you know, there's the when there's a claim at one house and a homeowner in one of those tract housing developments, here's the reason that this gets so expensive is you have the person that's been injured go to an attorney, which they should do because there's been an injury. But then those attorneys often go door to door in those developments and look for every single possible thing. So the lawsuits where everybody's brought in on these big, huge lawsuits, they're huge, and they happen a lot in the tract housing segment, and it is super, super common. So that is why those coverages are so expensive. So one of the things that we do here at Insurance Professionals is we do what's called a job flex policy. So if you're looking for a policy that you can kind of morph and adapt to the needs of your job throughout the year, we have a program for that. It's called the Job Flex Policy. So call us at 866-998-SAVE, that's 7283, and we would be happy to give you a quote on the Job Flex Policy so that way throughout the entire year you are able to meet the requirements of the general contractors that you're working for and bid on the jobs that you want to grow your company. So we appreciate your time, and we'll see you next week.